Luke Heilman. Sorry if I mispronounced your name, Luke, but can you hear us?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Great. My name is Luke Hilgeman. I'm asking for the full 5 minutes. I'm representing an organization named Hunter Nation. Again, my name is Luke Hilgeman. I have the great privilege of being here today, not only in my capacity as a lifelong hunter, a former resident of Virginia, but also as the president and CEO of one of the fastest growing grassroots groups in the country that focused on protecting God, family, country, and our amazing outdoor lifestyle. Hunter Nation is a grassroots group consisting of nearly 400,000 member activists, including several thousand right here in Virginia. Uniting hunters to amplify their voices like never before, we believe in traditional American values, which includes the protection and advancement of our outdoor and sporting heritage. I'm here today to voice our strong opposition to the proposed ban on predator calling competitions that the commission is considering today. When a state begins to pick winners and losers, when it comes to hunting, fishing, and trapping, no hunter, angler, or trapper wins. When decision makers deem one activity worthy and another not, it starts a slippery slope of eroding support amongst the entire sporting community. Virginia's constitutional right to hunt and fish is just that, a constitutional right. Provided the activity is not negatively impacting or imperiling a species, and provided it is done in a safe manner, a citizen of the state should have the right to pursue game. Hunter Nation recently sued and won a pivotal case in my home state of Wisconsin on our statutorily required wolf hunt. The judge in our case cited our state's constitutional right to hunt, which is modeled similarly to Virginia's in his ruling. If you pass this ban today, it passes through the public comment period and becomes a part of your regulations. Virginia hunters may have no other choice than to pursue legal action, protect their right to pursue their passion under the protection of the Commonwealth's Constitution. It is these same hunters who've taken time away from their jobs and daily lives today to testify in opposition to this ban. And I think it's important to remind the board that the reason we have a plethora of game and critical habitat that we do in this country is to the very contribution of hunters, period. If there are going to be changes to laws impacting a person's right, it is only fair that hunters should be at the table, talked to and consulted, not rushed through in an 11th hour hearing ahead of a holiday weekend when most hunters are busy working. Hunters work to pursue their passion for the outdoors, and their dollars largely pay for conservation. They manage our species and they support agencies when budgets are limited or when there is an attack on the integrity of their funding. And it's not just agencies or animals or habitat that benefits. Let's talk economics. According to the National Shooting Sports Foundation and the Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies, sportsmen and women contribute nearly $8 million a day that goes to support wildlife agencies and conservation. As of 2012, hunters and target shooters have paid more than $7.2 billion in excise taxes through the Federal Aid in Wildlife Restoration Act, Pittman-Robertson. Hunting supports more than 680,000 jobs each year in the United States. Hunters spent a total of $38.3 billion in 2011 that had a total economic multiplier effect of $89.6 billion across the U.S. economy. Hunting overall brought in more revenue than Google or Goldman Sachs combined. If hunting were a company, the amount spent by sportsmen to support the hunting activities would place it number 73 on the Fortune 500 list. Now let's take a look closer to home in Virginia. According to the Virginia Department of Wildlife Resources, the economic impact of deer hunting in Virginia alone is $500 million annually. So before you regulate, eliminate, or curtail our rights, please invite your investors, your partners, and your advocates to the table. We can do much more together than apart. Don't pick winners and losers. When you support all hunters, everyone wins. I would strongly urge the board to turn down this misguided ban and work with hunters to address the concerns the agency has raised. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Luke.